Russo and Adam Wilcox combining in net to post the shutout. The Blues also showed their team a photo of the Stanley Cup with their names engraved on it for the first time prior to yesterday's game, and Jaden Schwartz said that was pretty cool.
It's pretty special to see your name on a trophy that you've watched your whole life and you dreamed about, and you've always watched other people raise the cup. So, and you see your name next to a lot of really good players and a lot of good teams. So it's going to be awesome to see them.
Blues play 8 games this preseason, the first 3 on the road, including games in Washington on Wednesday and Winnipeg on Friday. They'll make their home preseason debut on Sunday against Columbus. From the 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Just around the corner, and I mean just around the corner, the large morning show of the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
Grab your coat and get your hat.
All right, so now what do we do?
Leave your
carry on. Carry on. Carry on, my wayward son.
Just
there'll be peace feet when you are done. Are those the words, I think?
Yep.
Carry on my wayward son.
Wow.
Thank you.
A bitter path and a happy tune.
And that happy tune.
That's your stuff. Life can be so sweet.
Life can be so sweet.
You know where.
On sunny side street.
Willie obviously featured in the country music documentary that Tim is glued to every night on Channel 9. Can't talk now because of this part right here. Here it comes right here.
This rover.
You know you're a redneck if you come from a rural area and behave as such.
That's so stupid, it's funny.
I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
My favorite one's when he says, you know you're a redneck when your porch collapses, 4 dogs die.
See, a lot of people wouldn't get that, but I lived in Tennessee as a kid. Half the people had a dog living under the porch, and they'd have a litter of puppies, and somebody crawl under there and drag them out. You want a puppy? She had 5. Yeah, wow. Good afternoon, everybody. I know this is going to be a good day. I can feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my bones. Another song. I just feel it. I walked in here at the tail end of a confrontation.
Oh, my. I'm going to try and pull the audio now.
I wouldn't do that.
No, that could be.
That would make a great Playhouse intro.
Maybe it also might make for great termination of some people who... No, they can't fire.
How would you edit out the F-bombs?
Use a sensor beep?
Oh, but do you know when they're going to come?
Yeah.
Well, if you do that, based on what I heard, here's what it would sound like.
What?
There. Beep! In one long beep.
Well, no, there were only 2 swear words that were on air that I can get out. The rest of it, that was all off air. That's when the mics were
turned
up.
Here's the thing. Here's the difference between this show and that show. We love each other. Okay. That's a little strong.
A bit.
But we're glad you're here. Welcome. welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. On this, the 17th of September, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
You know, if David Solomon would have had that sound effect during last hour's show, it probably would have been peaceful. It would have calmed him down.
It does have a calming effect. It does. So, the way we work the first hour now, or at least we were trying to make it work, is that we do the Burke segment, but then you can also jump in here and participate. If you have anything interesting that you've learned or heard about or saw, or maybe questions, maybe you want our opinion on something other than politics, feel free to call 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. The same numbers you'll need next hour to talk to Dan Buffa, who loaned me the DVD set of 4 discs for the 3rd season of Banshee, which we finished last night. So in less than 3 weeks, my wife and I watched all 3 seasons of Banshee. Enough about that for now.
Was last night when you were watching it, was that the 3rd season?
Yes, the end of the 3rd. The Amazon gives you the first 2 free.
Yeah.
And you have to buy the 3rd, but Buffa had it, so he loaned it to me, and then we watched the whole thing. Now the show goes something like this. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
Well, I'd like to introduce Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thank you so much,
Frank. You're welcome.
You know, the horse-drawn carriages downtown, they have them all over the place.
Yeah, I like them.
Yeah. Did you know they tried hippo-drawn carriages at some point?
What?
Yeah, they were trying...
That can't be
right. No.
They're trying to do hippo-drawn carriages.
No, that's just a joke.
In what country?
Here it comes. It's a joke.
They never caught on.
It's a joke.
Because we live in a hippocritical world.
No, what did I tell you? I
have a 10 scale for jokes on this show. That didn't even make the scale.
minus three. And I knew it was coming. I knew it was a joke.
Have you guys ever bought those small cans of soda?
Sure. It's like an 8-ounce Coke or something.
Yes.
Yeah, I love them.
That's all I get anymore. That's the only ones I get.
Because with a can of soda, if you don't drink it all, it loses its fizz.
Exactly.
Right? Carbonation.
Yeah. So that's the only thing that I get now is those little tiny ones anymore. But you know where they come from?
Here we go. No, where?
Minnesota.
Uh-huh. Minnesota. He needs to learn to feel the pain.
That one didn't make the scale either.
No. He needs to learn.
He can't even find the scale.
Well, what am I saying? He's known the pain of failure for 30 years that I've known him. Dan, did you have anything else like that? Hopefully not.
Okay. No, not like that.
Segment. I'm sure Tim has something. He was stuck in traffic. I'd like to hear about that.
And now, that was Dan.
Easy, Dan. And now, Tim Woodburn, everybody. Thank you. You're welcome.
I hope we're not about to lose a longtime listener of this show, but it's possible with what I'm about to say.
I hate to hear that.
There is a gentleman who drives a silver Toyota Camry in the Kirkwood area, and his license plate ends in T5K. Mm. Sir, the gas pedal is on the right. The gas pedal is the pedal on the right. When you're driving down a 30-mile-an-hour road, it's okay to go over 20. It's okay. It's okay to approach 30. You don't have to go 10 under, unless maybe like you're wanted by the law for murder.
Was it in the right lane, though?
It was only one lane. Oh. I come down Woodlawn Avenue.
Okay.
And this gentleman in a silver Toyota Camry, license plate ending in T5K, folks, if you get behind this vehicle at any time, you're about to lose the next 10 minutes of your life. You'll never get back.
Yeah,
I don't care where you're going.
It's obvious he did not know who was behind him.
I mean, I could not have ridden his bumper any tighter than I rode it to try and get here on time. And still was two minutes late.
You know what I don't get? Is the person in the left lane, and they're not supposed to be there, and you get right behind them.
No.
Sort of saying, hey, man, move over. And they're oblivious. They don't have any clue that they're in the passing lane.
And my last thing, which is a little on the gross side.
Well, let's have it.
Something happened to me today that has never happened to me in my life.
Sexual intercourse?
Well.
Pooped in your pants?
No, that's not
no,
it.
He said, but he said never happened.
Oh.
Never.
Yeah.
Is my mic on enough?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
I have a Band-Aid on my leg for three quarters of what I found on my body. I woke up this morning and there were four ticks on my body.
Oh,
four? See,
no. This is the season from hell. And the tick season from hell.
I mean, I talked about this with Dr. Doug last week. You know, that I have two small dogs and I check them every night. And about once a week for the last several weeks, I found a tick on one of the two dogs.
But not on you.
No, not on me. This morning I woke up and three of them side by side on my right shin.
Whoa.
Just the most nasty, disgusting. They had all been sucking blood out of my leg because they're all fat. And then I found a small one on my arm that was either hadn't gotten to my blood yet or had just landed on it. I assume the dogs brought them in from outside. They got into my bed and somehow found me.
It could have been worse because about 2 weeks ago, someone in my family, I won't name it, a male, so that could be either my son, it could be my grandson, had a tick buried in his scrotum.
Really?
That poor person.
Now, I mean, that's not skin, right? You're talking about...
Scrotum is skin.
Yeah.
On his cookies. Okay, got it.
Yeah. Right. Cookies.
And then you have to get the tweezers.
So you had a family.
Rip it loose.
Oh, you did it with tweezers?
I didn't do it. I guess.
I would have not put tweezers down there.
He did it himself. I would imagine.
You had a family of ticks.
What else are you going to do? You have to pull it off.
Well, with your fingers. I mean, I wouldn't put tweezers.
Sometimes they're buried pretty good.
Oh, well, that's true. But now it's to the point where...
Can a tick dig its way all the way under your skin like he's in there now and you can't get to him?
I don't think they do.
I don't think they do either.
They just put their heads in to drink your blood.
Yeah. My problem is that now any time I have any kind of even little baby itch or scratch anywhere on my body, I'm freaking out because I think there's more.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And, of course, the scratches are always the part of my back that I can't reach or that I can maybe barely reach, like with a thumb, you know?
And, right.
So I may have to undress during the show and have you check my back.
That is not going to happen.
Okay.
If it does, we will exit so fast. You will never have seen guys flee as fast as you will if you start taking your clothes off.
You've got four of them on your scrotum. You're on your own.
If I took my own clothes off and we had the reflection, I'd run from myself. When do you think is the last time that you're still young. I'm trying to, if I had to say, like, the last year that I looked decent without any clothes on. 20, maybe 30 years old. After 30. No. Because, you know, you when you're in your 20s, I don't care if you don't do any activity. For some reason, you just don't have a lot of fat. You're pretty. I weighed 145 when I got married. 6 feet tall, 145. A rail. Like Lincoln. Lincoln was, tall and lean, and so that's how I look. I was actually, I think, too thin. 145 is too thin for 6 feet.
Well, you changed that, didn't you?
What was the first?
I sure did. I fixed that.
So if you were that real thin, I know you got married when you were very young.
Not 21.
At what point did your wife started giving you comments about your weight? I mean, did she was like?
That is a great question, because now, for as long as I can remember, the last 30 years, don't eat that. You don't need that. It happened last night again. So when did that start? That is a really good question. I would say that started for me when I was about 33, 35, somewhere in there. That's when it started.
Sue has a helpful tip.
Well, I would love to talk to Sue and anybody else that wants to call. Sue, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Well, I'm just fine, thank you. And how are you?
Let me check. Hang on. No ticks. I'm fine.
So far. No ticks.
Well, why I'm fine? I'm even better now because you have a great voice.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
How's the rest of the gang doing?
Let me check. Sue wants to know how everybody
is. I'm doing all right. Yeah.
Oh, fabulous.
7.5.
Everybody but Tim. Okay.
Everybody but Tim. Aw, well, I hope Tim gets better.
He will. Or not. So what can we do for you?
Well, I shared this tip with Dr. Doug when you all were on vacation, and he agreed that this was a good idea. A nurse actually gave it to me. You take a cotton swab, and you soak it like in Dawn or Palmolive, whatever dishwashing liquid of your choice, and you get it all real fuzzy, and you put it on top of the tick, and you just squeeze that on top of the tick, and it, like, suffocates them, and they, like, immediately let go.
I wonder why that would suffocate them more than, you know, anything else, like cream or lotion.
Probably because there's no oxygen in it.
Well, and if there's oxygen in a big glob of cream?
Okay, there's going to be some sort of oxygen in there. But actually, no, in cream, no. But there is oxygen in the blood. That's why they can survive.
Mm.
You put that washing up liquid on there, and it's contaminated. Any air that they're going to be breathing in is contaminated with chemicals.
They let go. Just let go.
Yeah, apparently.
Release the grip. That's good to know.
Yes, no tugging.
Sue, have you had any ticks on you this year? No, I'm serious.
Not me personally, but on my dogs, when they have them, that works like a charm.
Of course, if it's
by their eyes, you can't do that because the soap will get in their eyes.
Right.
But it works like a charm, I'm telling you.
Sue,
I hope.
How old are you, Sue?
Well, I'm an old hag. I'm 59.
Oh,
sorry.
No. 59. Do you subscribe to the magazine 59 and Feeling Fine? Do you get that magazine? I do. And there's a fantastic article this month about how when women reach the age of 59, it's their sexual peak. Have you read that article?
No, I have not read that article. I've been misinformed.
It's a fantastic article. And here's the other thing. It's what a coincidence that you call. I today just started my tick removal service for women. And I scrub my hands like a surgeon scrubs up before surgery. And I'm very gentle and very careful. So if you do get a tick, you give me a call. I will come remove the tick for you.
Oh, well, I am so grateful.
No
Thank
charge.
You, Frank.
You're welcome.
That is
Well, I'm a give, I'm a giving person who only thinks of others. That's just me. So I could talk to you all day because of your voice. I'm serious.
Well, thank you again. I appreciate that so much, and you have a nice voice yourself.
Can we just keep talking?
We sure can. I'll go on as long as you would like.
Okay, how about till 6?
What?
Well, till 6.
What would you like to talk? Are you married? Can I ask you some questions? Are you married?
Yes, I'm married. I've been married for well over 30 years. So
I am too, and I'm not that happy. How are you? Are you happy about it?
Depends. Depends on the day.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Do you have kids? Do you have children?
No, we don't. We just have the four-legged kind of kids, the furry ones.
Do you work? Can I ask that? Or?
No, I'm retired. Mm. Yep.
You sound too young to be retired.
Oh, well, thank you.
Is there anything else you want to talk about?
No, I think that'll about do it.
Okay. I'm really glad you called. You call anytime, okay?
Well, thank you. I will, and I am AM in the PM.
Just the way she says it. You hear that?
Wow. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
You are smoking hot, Sue. Thank you for thank you for calling. I mean it.
Well, thank you so much, and y'all have a blessed rest of the day.
Y'all too. Okay.
Thank you.
Hear that, y'all? There's a little bit of a southern background there somewhere.
I was going to tell you right now, if I'm looking through the phone book and I see opinions tick removal service, I'm probably not going to call
it. It would be pinion.
Yeah,
pinion. Oh, it's an initial. Pinion tick removal.
Oh, I might call that business. Yeah. Okay.
And I'm not in the phone book because I just opened today.
Okay, right.
Just started today.
Got it.
It's free, but I need to see a picture first.
But she said like Dawn or
Palmolive
or any kind of on a cotton.
Hey, do you remember? Anybody remember the limey one? He's too young. You're soaking in it. Madge was the manicurist.
Yes.
And she go, oh, really, Palma? Where do I find it? And she go, oh, you're soaking in it. What? Yeah. Limey wouldn't remember that. But they ran 1,000 times. They must have run that commercial. And other ones they ran were the Cross Your Heart bra from, I believe, Playtex.
Yeah.
I used to really enjoy those because when you're 12 or 14, you can't see enough bra commercials or ads for bras.
And didn't it go at the end? It goes, ding. Think. Was that for the Cross Your Heart bra?
I don't remember. I don't remember. I just remember every chance I could, if there's a catalog in the house, going to the women's bra section just to stare. I'm serious. There was no porn. I mean, and I'd go stare at women's bras, especially the ads for the larger busted women. There was always that section. So back to the Burke segment. Tim, was that it?
Yeah, ticks and... ticks in slow traffic. That's what I had today.
That's good. Everybody can relate to that. Limey, do you have anything?
I didn't have anything when I walked in, but then, you know, listened to the show before. And
then the argument happened.
Yeah, I must say, in Limey's defense, we've referred to a confrontation, but the listeners have no idea. They might have think one of the two of us got
it. No. For the people who weren't listening to the show before, there are people that kick it on about three. There was... obviously, some sort of an argument or confrontation.
Tension.
But those guys are all ex-cons on the show before.
Right. What do you expect? Right.
Well, they've all been in prison. Yeah,
right.
They've all been in prison. They still got some pent-up anger. But I'm serious. When I walked in, I thought, I need to go back outside and call the police. I mean, it was unbelievable. It was great. It was fantastic.
It was good.
Yeah.
The one day good. I'm late.
I know.
The one day.
You missed a fun
and
show.
We're not going to go exactly who it was, but the show before us, two of the guys got into it, and off the air, it was beyond heated.
It was.
Limey will tell you, I went to Danzig. I had my gun drawn. I did. I had my gun out.
He was ready.
This, I don't know where this is headed, but if somebody snaps... coming after me.
Well, what I've got is a soundbite from some of the on-air stuff, and I want to try and it's from Hadley. I want to try and figure out what he says. It's nothing bad.
Okay.
There are no curse words or anything like that.
Right. Well, first of all, trying to find out what he's saying anytime is a challenge.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Well, first of all, what we're talking about here is we're talking about a 60-year-old man.
I don't think he's 60.
I think he is.
I don't think so.
Well, okay.
Upper 50.
Maybe not. Okay. An approaching 60-year-old man who never played sports in his life.
Now.
Well, no.
He's never probably turning his car around right now.
He never played any kind of collegiate or pro sport.
Not collegiate. And
T.J. Moe, who almost made the New England Patriots and participated in training camp and caught passes from Tom Brady and one of Mizzou's best all-time wide receivers and an all-state quarterback in high school, and looks like he could still play.
He does.
And maybe one of the nicest guys I ever remember. I mean, he's like a very, how do I want to say this? He's a very conservative man.
Right.
You know, very...
very deep religious.
Very religious, well-mannered, just really just a almost like a kid. You know, kind of a personality, you know, like childlike in terms of the way he laughs.
Did he not make it public about getting married and that
I don't know if he ever discussed this.
If he didn't, I don't want to go into
that. Yeah, I don't know if he ever did.
Did they?
On the air.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you're sure?
Yes.
That positive. They talked about he saved himself until he got married.
Okay.
I can tell you something.
Yeah.
A lot of people make fun of that. I don't think there's anything there to make fun of. That takes, in this day, a tremendous amount of restraint to do that. It does.
Oh, yeah.
Limey, as you don't know.
Hey,
you.
I was married before. How do you know I didn't wait till then? You know, I waited till
well,
my wedding,
true.
Right?
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Right.
Sure. No
way. I don't think you did.
Yeah, prove it. Prove it.
So look, Tim Tebow, same thing. Tim Tebow is very mm-hmm. strong conviction.
He got famous because he took a knee and he prayed before he played.
And he also didn't have sex. Like,
yeah.
He waited. Oh, did he not?
Yeah, he was a virgin.
Wow. He made that public that he played.
He's got a home improvement show now.
See, I think that's admirable. I think it's very difficult, but it's
right.
Admirable.
Can I get back to my birthday?
Sure. I'm
now?
Sorry. Go
Thank
ahead.
You.
Yeah.
Wait,
right,
Tim
so,
Tebow has a home
oh,
improvement
God,
show.
Dan.
No, that's Tim Allen.
You
go
said
ahead.
Dan.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
okay.
Your name.
Good.
That's your name, Dan.
No, I'm glad he said it that way.
See, now you know what Bill right. Clubland feels like.
No, okay. We'll never know what he feels like. We'd have, right. to have, we'd have to cut our legs off and be four foot six. Sorry, just kidding, Bill. We love you. Go ahead. What do you have?
All right, no, so this is what Hadley says, and I'm trying to figure out what he said. He
Scroff.
Like, he just, Scroff.
It sounded like straw. Like
is he
straw,
saying straw?
Bale of hay, straw.
Okay. No. Okay, so we got like, straw.
I think it ended with two Fs.
I'm going to play it again.
Play it again.
I'm going to play it again.
Scroff.
Scroff.
Like S-T-R-O-F-F.
Stroff. I think he's saying,
we just
like,
came up with a great game. What's John Hadley saying? That's the name of the game. And pick any sentence and just play it and let the audience try to figure out what he's saying.
I'm not going to say them together. I'll say them with a deliberate pause. But I'm wondering if that's short for a phrase that starts with the word screw
uh-huh.
and ends with the word off.
Oh.
He might be onto something. Hang
Scroff.
On a second.
Oh. That's
Scroff.
Very good. A contraction.
Yeah.
Scroff.
Right. Let me play it again, because now let's take into account what Tim just said.
Okay. Scroff.
Scroff.
I think there's something there.
You know, I'm actually going to try and slow it down if I can.
I think I hear an ooh in there. Like is and I think I hear an ooh in the word screw. I actually think I hear the ooh. Play it again.
Okay.
Scroff.
Tiny
Scroff. Bit, just a tiny micro Scroff. Bit.
I think I hear the ooh.
You know, we could do this with other expressions. Guff yourself. Yeah, well, why don't you guff yourself? And you just leave a syllable. You leave out a syllable.
That was good, though.
No, guff yourself. Leave out just enough.
He left out the uck.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know how to do it on this. Oh, timing pitch. There we go. So, I just want. So, we've decided.
I'm knowing you now. All I can think about is what other expressions can we.
Blit.
Huh?
Blit.
Blit.
That's a bunch of blit.
Oh.
Or better, B-U-L-S-H-T, bulshed. You just leave out a syllable. Mm-hmm. The key is leave out a syllable.
Bulshed. I like it.
So was that it? That one thing? You couldn't we solved it.
Yeah, that
was
good.
I think Tim's like right. It's a condensed. Yeah, that's it.
That could be a game. Only if we had some prizes.
You got the other audio?
Right.
What's John Hadley saying?
I've got the entire hour right in front of me, so I'm going to be playing with this for a few minutes.
Oh, no.
Well, out of context, and they didn't get to hear the whole discussion. But okay. It was very, if you guys are listening, thank you. That was great radio. I'm serious. It was fantastic and happy to be part of it. Limey, anything else?
No, that's it. That's all I got.
I guess we close it. Burke segment is officially closed. Dan Buffa will be in here in the 4 o'clock hour. So if you have any heads up for us or stay away from this movie, I can't bring myself to go see Hustlers with Jennifer, J-Lo. I like her. I've seen her in movies. She's a good actress. Obviously she can sing and she can dance. She just looks stupid to me. So I can't bring myself to see that. If you'd like to, have us help you with any, we're like life coaches, sort of. 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. If anybody out there, would you call me if you have one of these My Pillows? I'm fascinated by this guy, Mike Lindell.
You've
seen the commercials?
Oh, yeah.
I'm Mike Lindell, creator of My Pillow. You know, like you, I was having trouble sleeping. Blah, 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 blah. So he does My Pillow, then he comes up with a mattress and a dog bed.
He has a mattress cover. It's like a mattress.
That's right. And a dog bed.
Yeah.
Now, I like the guy, but I have never, I've only known one person that has a MyPillow and they hated it. So if you have one, I'd love to know, is it that great? Because to me, usually something that's head and shoulders above everything else is a little pricey. What is that pillow, $20 or something? It's really not very. And then, of course, you buy one, get one free. Now it's a $10 pillow. So if you have a MyPillow and you hate it or love it, we would...
Do you watch television commercials when you watch TV?
You bet I do.
See, because, I mean, like...
I watch them and get mad.
Last night, I got the Cardinals game on. I've got the Monday Night Football game on. I got the Brewers game on. I had a Forensic Files. I mean, I had four go-tos, so that if any of them went to commercial, I immediately switched to the other one. I can't remember the last time I sat through an entire television commercial.
Wow.
I mean, it's been a while.
Well, here's what
I've always got a second go-to.
Here's what I realized I've never done. Alex Trebek is back in chemotherapy. Folks, sadly, and I'm not kidding, there aren't many people that beat pancreatic cancer. And he's fourth, stage four. He had, looked like remission, but now he's back in chemotherapy. And it occurred to me this morning, I've never seen one whole Jeopardy show. I know what the game is. I've stopped and for 5 minutes watched them play, but I've never seen the whole show. I've never watched one whole Wheel of Fortune. I'm not a game show person, but it seems to me that the industry loves Trebek. He's well-respected and well-liked. Isn't that the impression you get?
Yeah.
That everybody likes Alex Trebek. And I also didn't know he's 79 years old. He looks pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he lost 12 pounds now, I think, in a week, he said.
That's what they said.
So that is not a good sign. Take a look at Patrick Swayze in his last days, and when that weight loss hits like that, sorry, kind of over. But it may it's almost 80 at least.
So the theme of the show is they have, you know, about seven columns of questions and, you know, 100, 200, 300, and they allegedly get more difficult.
And you pick a category, right?
And you pick a category. And usually the courteous way that, I'll call it courteous, the way that the players play is they'll start at the top and start to kind of work their way down the category. But this last guy who won about 39 episodes in a row, he went renegade, and he was starting at the bottom of the columns. And then when he would get on a double Jeopardy, he would risk it all, which is almost unheard of.
Because by then he's to the easier question.
He just was like, he was trying to go, he would go for the kill right away and hoard up all the money so that even if they answered the questions later in the round, they wouldn't be able to catch him.
How much did he win?
I'll have to look it up, but I think he was the second longest winner. It just happened this year.
Wow.
Where he was the second longest winner in the show's history. I think he won in something like 30-something episodes in a row.
Let me see if anybody else wants to talk to Vince. Anybody want to talk to him?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, it's unanimous.
He has a MyPillow, I think.
Oh, good. Vince, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Frank, AM and the PM, brother.
Thank you, Vince. You have a MyPillow?
Yeah, but wait, I do need to have a Franco Father Forgive Me confession, if you will.
Okay.
If you would, please.
Sure, absolutely.
I'm a convert from the FM talk show station, and I got to tell you, I guess I need your remittance of sins, first of all.
No, we all stray, Vince. You're human. You're only human. And life is tempting. There are a lot of temptations, and sometimes it's the temptation to listen to a lesser radio show, that's okay. Right. All that matters
is now. My wife is up my butt because I just listen to the podcast. I work from home. I've got it on when I go up in the bedroom on the.
My wife would love it if I find something to do in the bedroom and leave her alone. She'd love that. Well, and all that matters, Vince, is you're with us right now, and we got you. You're ours.
There you go,
now.
Buddy. Anyway, yeah, I did the.
Anyway.
The guy is weird, and I did buy his pillow.
Okay.
It was a little strange.
Why do you say he's weird?
Well, I mean, you know, he's gimmicky, and he's. But I have heard him on True Interviews, and the guy has got a lot of, you know, integrity.
He's got an incredible life story. The guy was a crack addict. He was a drug addict for 20 years. He turned his life around. And you got to hand it to a guy like that. And
there's no doubt. Excellent. But the product itself...
Is it crap?
...has been... No, man, I am impressed. My wife, I got the 2-for-1 or whatever, 50% off, whatever it was. I forgot now. But she was not a convert, and immediately I'm a big boy, and it just fits everything, the contour, the way you lay on it, the texture of it. I'm impressed, and
I've only picked up one in my life, and it felt like it had a bean bag, like a bunch of little giblets in it or something.
Well,
like,
did you sleep on it or just?
No, I just touched it. I didn't sleep on it. But you're saying
he's done some work. He's done some real research. You got to give it a night's sleep to see how it reacts to you.
Now, when you say you're a big boy, that means you have like a big head to put on that pillow.
Wait a minute. Look, hold on. Pull the zipper down. Let me check.
No. We don't do the zipper. I mean your head on top of your shoulders. Are you large? How big a boy are you? I mean,
Just a big guy. I mean, I don't know if that's even significant at all.
No, but honestly, it is significant because that means your head's probably heavier than the average head. And you're saying it's a great pillow. That's what I'm trying to find out.
No doubt. I'd pay twice as much for the thing because you think about, a pillow is a big deal.
It is. I agree.
8 hours a night.
Now, here's another big deal. And I, for the life of me, I don't know why people are chintzy and cheap when it comes to this. Sheets. My wife, to her credit, has the softest, silkiest sheets. They're not satin because those are too slippery. Our sheets, it's all about thread count. When I go somewhere else to sleep, like a hotel, I almost can't sleep because the sheets are scratchy. They're just not. Folks, spend some money on some great sheets because it's like you said about the pillow. You sleep a third of your life.
He's done that now. I didn't buy in yet, but he says, I don't know if you saw the ad where he goes over to Israel and he's got these special threads.
He buys the cotton from a place in some section of Africa. Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, I didn't get converted to that yet, but you're probably, now that what you're saying, it probably would make a big difference for me if I had that.
Can't stand stiff, scratchy sheets. Well, listen, thank you, because Vince, now I've heard from somebody who actually says the pillow is well worth the money. I'm good to know.
You got our business, man. I hope. What is all this stuff about you always saying? I don't know if we'll be here next month. Are you just being a little sarcastic?
No.
On the edge.
They're on the edge. They couldn't be more on the edge. The station's been for sale for like a year and a half. We've only been here 2 years. And maybe it's us. We got here and 4 months later, he says, I'm selling this place.
Yeah.
So seriously, we don't know. We could be here a week, a month, a year. We don't know. He's looking for a buyer. He made it very clear that he really has decided this is something he thought he'd be interested in, but he's really not. He's got other things to do and going.
Oh, that's a shame.
Well,
I'll tell you, when I used to listen to that other station, and I was pretty faithful, and now comparing it to you guys.
Now, nothing compares to this show. I know that sounds like I'm bragging, but
it's night and day to the entertainment value, the fun value.
Well, Vince, I'm glad you found us. I'm glad you found us. Thanks for being out there.
All right, man. You got it, buddy.
All right, Vince. Bye-bye. I like Vince. I like Vince a lot. Vince, a convert. Nice convert. Good. Who's next? Marv, legendary charter listener. Marv from, I assume, still Florissant. Hello, Marv.
Oh, yes, sir. God's country. Everything's fine in God's country.
All right.
You're talking about the MyPillow. In this day's Kohl's sales flyer, it's like 54 pages, huge, in their sheet section and all, they show MyPillow. Standard queen, $39.99. Regularly, $79.99.
Mm.
Can you believe that?
First of all, that's salesmanship and a little bit of BS. I like the guy. But you could put regularly anything you want to make it look like you saved a fortune.
You were questioning. First you said $20, right. And by two is 10. No, it's at Kohl's, they're pretty good markdown. So $40 for one. And Tim, you were talking about this Jeopardy thing. It just so happened today, in the daytime edition of Jeopardy, which is on at noon, which is replays, today was number one day where they're replaying the Holzhauer thing. That's the guy you're talking about, James Holzhauer.
Okay.
So he had his first show today, and then I just tape them. I set up the VCR or the whatever you want to call it. And so I just have them on a tape. So the thing about him is that he didn't last as long as Ken Jennings, but his daily score was like twice that of Ken Jennings. This guy, a bad day would be anything under $50,000. I mean, he was just amazing. Like, this guy is incredible. So you might want to do that. You might want to set your recorder up and record, at noon during the week. And, you can kind of, this guy's really neat to watch because he's a great strategist. and very entertaining.
Okay.
One last thing about ticks. As you know, I'm an older person, and when I was a little kid, we used to, in the summers, we used to vacation down on a current river down close to the Arkansas border, and, you know, we'd run like a bunch of Indians down there, and at the end of the day, Mom would check us all out for ticks.
I believe you mean run like a bunch of Native Americans, I think.
Native Americans, that's absolutely
because right. Indians could be like, hey, let's go and run down the river. Let's run down the current river together, and skinny dip maybe.
Oh, that's the Indians. Indians.
Well, yeah, that's your word. You got to say Native American anymore. Sorry, go ahead, Mark.
So what I was saying is if she found a tick before they had a chance to, you know, to start, you know, ballooning up, back in those days, everybody smoked. So what you would do, now it's true you can put nail polish on there and you can put oil, very light oil,
smother,
which is called sewing machine oil.
Right.
But Mom would take a cigarette, puff on it, and get a good glowing...
and burn you with it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And you take that burning tip and you just go down and barely touch the tick, and they would just back right on out of it.
Now, that's called child abuse, when you take a lit cigarette.
Well, no. That's tick abuse.
Yeah, tick abuse.
You know, if Mom's got a good steady hand, you know, if she's been there drinking a little bit, you know.
or she sneezes. Come, sorry, baby.
Come backing out of there. So,
well, they used to say,
fun from the 40s and 50s.
Well, when I was a kid, same thing. They'd say take a wooden match and blow it out, and while the match head is hot, touch the tick with it, and they'd let loose. Well, you'd let loose too if somebody put a fire on your butt. You'd back out.
Well, thank you for your time, and keep up the good work, everybody.
All right.
See you later.
Thank you, Marv.
Maybe that's where the term, light a fire under your butt. Son.
I don't know what he meant by good work. What's he talking about?
I don't know.
What good work?
He's probably talking about me.
Could be. Because we've never done any good work. Who's next? Chris?
Chris,
welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Very good. AM and PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's up?
I called about the MyPillow, but about the tick thing, my mother would use a hot butter knife that she would heat over the stove.
Ooh, that's nice. That's pretty dangerous.
My mom would hit it with an iron.
Iron.
A hot iron?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that explains a lot.
But the MyPillow,
mm-hmm.
I have bought two for my parents. I have four that I bought for myself.
Sounds like
Marv is right. The price is about $40, but you can hit that buy one, get one free deal.
Okay.
Brings the price down.
I'm from the tone of your voice, you're well worth it, I'm guessing, is what you're saying.
I love them. Everybody I've given them to has loved them. It's kind of like a regular pillowcase. And it's stuffed, if you were to chop up like a memory foam mattress.
Right, that's exactly the one that I felt. That's exactly, it's a great description. Like you just chopped up a bunch of pieces of foam and it's got little lumps in it.
But it's so comfortable when you're sleeping on it, because I sleep on my back sometimes and on my side.
I cannot do that. I cannot sleep on my back. I wish I could.
I can't either.
No, I cannot. I don't remember one night when I have discovered as I woke up that I'm on my back.
Mm-mm.
Ever.
Well, with this pillow, you can adjust it so you have more of that memory foam right under your neck, so it kind of opens up your airway.
Okay.
Might help you if you have any sleep apnea or something. I'm not.
So yeah. Did you get the...
anything medical, but...
I got on the website, and I saw there's medium firm, there's light firm, or there's something, and then there's mostly firm.
My other half is 120 pounds or whatever, so they recommended a lighter fill.
Okay.
And then I'm on the 270 side, so I ordered firmer fill on the other three. So.
Gotcha. Now they know your name's not Phil, though. It's Chris.
But we bought two initially, buy one, get one free, then I bought two more, and I kind of use those like a body pillow type of thing.
I may have to rethink this. I may have to give this thing a try.
ESPN.
Give them a trial. I'm sure they have either a 30 or 60 day guarantee where you could send them back.
I think they do.
If not, just donate them to Goodwill. But I think you would like it.
All right, Chris. I appreciate it.
You got it. Have a great afternoon.
You too.
ESPN had an anchor who passed away a few years ago. His name was Stuart Scott.
Okay.
And he had a saying that I'll never forget.
I'm dying?
No, that's not even funny. That is so funny.
That's hilarious.
That's so awful.
That's hilarious.
He actually was kind of an annoying guy, the way he did his highlights, because he put a lot of urban sayings into his highlights. It just
was he black?
He was.
Okay.
He just kind of overdid it. But he died. He had cancer and he died. But one of his sayings that is in touch with what we're talking about here with this body pillow, he had a saying that was, you know, when so-and-so would do something or make a really slick play, he goes, and Limey Phillips with the catch in the outfield, he's as cool as the other side of the pillow.
Oh, that's a good one.
And that's true. You know, when you ever get
everybody knows that. Over, you turn it over?
Yeah.
Always. And it's like it's air conditioned.
Cool as the
bottom.
Other side of the pillow.
What is that about?
No idea.
Well, it has to just be your body heat. Heated.
Yeah. But I don't understand the bottom, why the underneath is cold.
Yeah, it seems even cooler than the rest of the room or the rest of the bed.
Air conditioning vents, you know, shoot from the ground up, and I guess it absorbs that if you have your AC on.
That's a bed. No.
Or, well, I mean, that could be one answer. Another answer is your body temperature is 100 degrees, and so if you're laying on a pillow and you're...
The top is a lot, by comparison, a lot... That is true, though, man. You turn that pillow over. Who hasn't done that on a summer night, especially if you know the room is warm? Yeah.
So Jack?
I'll talk to Jack. Jack, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm doing great. How's the gang doing today?
Hang on a minute. Jack wants to know how we're doing.
I'm doing okay. All right.
I'm pretty good, Jack. What's up?
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
I'm a MyPillow guy. They are incredible. I got the dreaded CPAP a year and a half ago, and I dreaded...
Oh, man, I hope I never have to use that thing. I don't think I can sleep with that thing, though.
Well, let me tell you, I got the nose pillows, which are these little nose buds that go on there instead of the mask. It works great, but the MyPillow lets me sleep on my side. You can kind of form it up under your side, and you can sleep kind of halfway on your stomach, half on your side, and it saved me because... I needed the CPAP because my heart was messing up. So that's a good pillow, and it's cooler too. You don't get as hot on it.
All right.
I don't know what's in it, but it's just very, very comfortable. Very, but it allows me to use that CPAP and be comfortable and not have to sleep on my back.
Well, after this, I'm about 90% there to go get me one.
No kidding.
Because I've been hearing about this thing now for years, and I'm just thinking, okay, maybe it's something worth looking at.
I've got one of the air mattress perfect. Whatever it is, the air mattress blow up thing, and it needs a new top. I'm thinking about putting his pillow top on the top of the bed. It's supposed to be real comfortable, but it's $300, so I'm kind of living with the lumpy one for now. But that pillow really works.
All right.
I think you like it.
That's good to know. It's like batting 1,000 here, Mike Lindell, at least with this audience. Thank you, Jack.
Yes, sir. You're welcome. Right. Have a good day, guys.
You Bye-bye. Too. Mike is next. Mike, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Hey, I'm in the PM.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, I got them. I like them. I got a deal by two regular ones and got two travel ones that are about half.
Oh, that's right. That's right. He does a travel. You know where that would be? Have you ever tried to sleep on an airplane seat next to impossible
right.
because of your neck?
They're little. I use it between my legs because I lay on my side.
Ooh. Well, that's a personal
TMI.
Sounds like a sexual deal to me.
Yeah, it is. But anyway, you can throw them in the wash machine, and if you want to just fluff them, you throw them in the dryer and turn it on. It fluffs it up big.
All right. I'm sold.
I never had something you could throw in the wash machine, throw in the dryer, and it's better than it was.
Now, you sound like you're a bachelor or a widower, or what's the deal?
No.
No?
No.
You used to have a lazy wife?
7 years.
Oh, your wife's just lazy?
She's got one, too, and she likes it.
Why, if you're married, are you doing the laundry? That's woman's work, man.
Yeah, kind of. I do most of the cooking, too, you know.
Oh,
you know about them women that don't cook, right?
I know all about that. All right, Mike.
I like to eat, so I do the cooking.
I appreciate it. I appreciate the feedback on the pillow. Thank you.
Yeah. You'll like it.
That's it, man. I'm sold. Right.
I've got a dumbest person of the day for you real quick.
Okay.
Pittsburgh Pirates pitcher Felipe Vasquez, who's making $4.5 million this year, is scheduled to make $6 million next year, $8 million the year after that, and $10 million each of the 2 years after that. So the next 4 years, he's looking at over $33 million. He's 31 years old.
Wow.
He was arrested in Pittsburgh yesterday for sending text video and photos of his package to a 13-year-old girl.
What an idiot.
And you know how they identified him? Because of the tattoos that he has in and around his package. That's how, his face isn't in any of the photos. That's how they identified him. He's in jail right now, and he's getting extradited to Florida.
Oh, my
$31 million, and he'll probably get cut and lose that money and may go to jail.
Wow.
I know somebody in St. Louis who did that.
Who tattooed his wiener?
No, but sent a picture of his package to an underage girl and with zero criminal record. And his father was a cop, and they gave him 3.5 years in jail.
Whoa.
With zero criminal record.
Wow.
You believe that?
How do you blow a deal? Like a $3 million. I mean,
you send your picture.
I know, but who's that? How can you be that stupid?
People get hit in the head for a living.
You just can.
I still don't look. Forget the three. I don't understand anybody who wants to take. Unless you're just really proud of it. If you're maybe. Hung like a horse, maybe I'm gonna show people this. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Other than that, and even with that, I don't.
I'm proud of mine, but I don't take pictures of it.
Okay, thank you.
I need
you,
a wide-angle lens. Yeah. That's Patrick said he had something for you.
Well, I'd love to talk to Patrick. We have just enough time to get him in here. Got 2 minutes for Patrick. Patrick, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Thanks, Frank. Thanks very much. I'm doing great. How are you?
Terrific. What's up?
Hey, yeah, a quick thing. You were just talking about women supposed to, like, do the laundry and stuff.
No, sure they are.
Well, this is kind of related. You know why women's feet are smaller than men's?
I do, but why don't you tell people? This is, I know that I've known this for 20 years. Go ahead.
So they can stand closer to the oven.
That's exactly right. Wow. I didn't want to say it because it sounds sexist, but that is true. Closer. You know how you can tell if your wife is dead?
How?
How?
The sex is the same, but the dishes are piled up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Okay, to be fair, the reversal of that for women is, you know how you know if your husband is dead? The sex is the same, but the grass needs cutting.
Oh,
same joke for the women, the ladies' version.
Gotcha.
All right. Thank you, Patrick.
All right, guys.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye. When we do the sexist stuff, you need to understand we're almost kidding. Okay. You need to know that. I have enough time to do a little bit of business, and then, whew, what do you know, 4 o'clock already. After the news, Dan Buffa will be here, and there's just not a lot to talk about right now in terms of, you know, great, certainly movies at the theater. You know what they're getting ready for? That release around the holidays. That's when they throw the movie, you know, coming
really?
Christmas. Oh, yeah. Right before Christmas, they always release some great movies. But there's plenty on the Amazon and Netflix and HBO, Showtime, Hulu, whatever, places like that. So he'll fill us in on what to watch and what to stay away from. I can tell you right now about a place you don't want to stay away from, and that would be Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. There's a lot of buzz now. And twice in this last week, USA Today, which I do get, I do like to read the paper. And within the last week, there have been 2 big articles talking about popularity of pre-owned vehicles and the advantages of a pre-owned vehicle. And of all the cars I bought, I would say 35-40% of what I bought had been pre-owned. A couple of times, they were very old, kind of junkers. I just enjoyed kind of driving around in something you didn't care about in the winter and the snow. But usually, they were 2-3 years old, low mileage, nice vehicles. But it's just interesting that, and it seems that USA Today is really pushing, for some reason, electric cars. That's not going to work with me. But the pre-owned thing does make sense for a lot of people. Of course, if you can afford new, there's nothing like a brand new vehicle. But let's talk for a second about all of the people, and there are plenty of you, who either can't afford a new car or just economically don't see that's the way to go. It just doesn't make sense financially. Then I have your place. If it's not for a new Chevy, then let's just talk about pre-owned, because the great thing about Johnny Landoff is they have lots of pre-owned vehicles that they've all, Bruce Weiner and his people, have turned them inside out. They've looked them over. If they didn't feel good about them, they wouldn't sell them. And here's the other thing. Let's say they don't have what you want on the pre-owned lot. Tell them what you're looking for. If anybody can find it, they'll find it. And they'll find a good one. And it'll be what you're looking for. Unless you're just so specific, you know, these are the options I want. Give them an idea of what you want. They'll go to work for you. They will. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, the place people go who never again will dread the car buying experience. They're at the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 in North County. Of course, 24/7 at Landoff.com. com. Dan Buffa is either in the building or he's walking from his car right about now. He'll be with us after the news because it's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is TJ Moe. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 590thefan.com, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio. I'm Tom Roberts. Former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski is not directly answering a lot of questions from House Democrats about whether the president may have obstructed justice or abused his power. But in one instance, during a hearing today, Texas Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee used up all her time before Lewandowski had a chance to respond, leading to this.
I don't believe there was a question, Congressman.
Very well.
Yes, there was.
Could you repeat?